she has been weaving a long lifetime, and the garment born of her dreams and dedication is of exquisite beauty. The only time she leaves her loom is to go far back into the cave to stir the contents of a pot simmering over the oldest fire in the world. It contains the roots and seeds of all the plants, herbs, and grains that feed the earth. If she does not stir this elemental soup, it may burn, and who knows what trouble that may cause. Living in the cave with her is a black dog who dozes while the woman works at her loom. When she rises to tend the pot, the dog rouses. While she shuffles slowly, after all, she is very old, to the back of the cave, the dog grabs a loose thread in his teeth and begins to pull. As the old woman painstakingly makes her way to and from the fire, the dog tugs at various threads, pulling until finally the weaving comes apart and the threads are scattered across the cave floor. Upon her return, the old woman sees the product of her long labor in disarray, her efforts turned to naught. She gazes upon what remains, sitting silently for some time. Slowly, she bends to pick up a thread. Soon, the original pattern is forgotten as a new and previously unimagined design of great beauty takes shape in her mind's eye. Guided by this vision, her old hands begin to weave a beautiful tapestry from the chaos. I heard this story in three different venues before it tucked itself into my thoughts, and I began to ponder more deeply its message. What wisdom do such ancient stories offer us about living in these chaotic times? I awaken in the darkness to NPR News. Fort Lauderdale has received 25 inches of rain in 7 hours. The land is inundated. The previous record rainfall was 17 inches in the entire month. Such news should be shocking, but this decade of weather chaos has left us more resigned than surprised. Terms we never knew have slipped into the vernacular. Polar vortex, firenado, bomb cyclone, atmospheric river, thunder snow, flash drought, and derecho. Like many others, our family experienced a derecho before we knew such a weather feature existed. It had been an unremarkable summer day on June 29, 2012, although 104 degrees was unusually hot for this time of year in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Our teenage son sat on the porch talking with a friend as they noted the coming thunderstorm. When the powerful straight-line storm struck, the combination of furious winds, driving rain, and ground lightning ripped around us and sent even mortality-denying teenagers indoors. We huddled away from windows, certain that any moment an uprooted tree would make an uninvited appearance. After pounding on windows and doors for nearly an hour, the winds took their leave, and we were able to assess the damage. In addition to a swath of branches and leaves around the yard, a tree had split in half and was lying across the road. Tragically, 13 people had been killed, and millions of people from Ohio to D.C. were left without power. The ensuing heat wave would claim another 34 lives.